Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahirchis today with the evening news. The headlines. President Murmu, Vice President Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads nation in paying tributes to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Centre declares 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets with Indian diplomats in US, focuses on strengthening India-US partnership. And Project Director TAFMA Dr. Hovital Sotu encourages young people to work beyond earning degree. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and various leaders across party lines have expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The leaders also visited Dr. Manmohan Singh's residence in New Delhi to pay their last respects. In a video message, Mr. Modi said, "Dr. Manmohan Singh will always be remembered as an honest man, a great economist and a leader who dedicated himself to reforms."
पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री डॉक्टर मनमोहन सिंह जी के निधन ने हम सभी के हृदय को गहरी पीड़ा पहुंचाई है। उनका जाना एक राष्ट्र के रूप में भी हमारे लिए बहुत बड़ी क्षति है। विभाजन के उस दौर में बहुत कुछ खोकर भारत आना और यहाँ जीवन के हर क्षेत्र में उपलब्धियां हासिल करना ये सामान्य बात नहीं है। अभावों और संघर्षों से ऊपर उठकर कैसे ऊंचाइयों को हासिल किया जा सकता है, उनका जीवन ये सीख भावी पीढ़ी को देता रहेगा।
यूनियन मिनिस्टर्स अमित शाह, जेपी नड्डा, राजनाथ सिंह, Jyotiraditya Scindia, former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, among other leaders, also visited the residence of the former Prime Minister and paid tributes to him. Expressing his condolences, former President Ram Nath Kovind said, "Dr. Manmohan Singh was an example of politeness and an architect of the Indian economy."
डॉक्टर मनमोहन सिंह जी का हमारे बीच से चला जाना न केवल देश के लिए एक महान क्षति है बल्कि मेरे लिए व्यक्तिगत भी। वो सौम्यता और विनम्रता के एक प्रतीक थे, भारतीय राजनीति के एक पुरोधा थे और मैं समझता हूँ कि इंडियन इकोनॉमी के एक आधुनिक निर्माता थे।
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in his message said, "India has lost a visionary statesman, a leader of unimpeachable integrity and an economist of unparalleled stature." Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, "Dr. Singh led India with immense wisdom and integrity." The Union Cabinet passed a condolence resolution in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a 2-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. Dr. Manmohan Singh will be accorded a state funeral. On the day of the state funeral, a half-day holiday will be declared in all the central government offices and CPSUs. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. In a special social media post, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said the mortal remains of the former Prime Minister will be at his residence in the national capital today for the public to offer their condolences. He added that tomorrow morning his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office and the public and party workers will have the opportunity to offer their tributes. Government of India has declared 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of funeral in all Indian missions and high commissions of India abroad. Nagaland government has also notified that as a mark of respect to the departed dignitary, 7 days of state mourning will be observed in Nagaland, beginning from 26 December 2024 to 1 January 2025. During this period, the national flag shall be flown at half-mast in all places in the state where the national flag is regularly flown. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met the team of the Indian Embassy in Washington and the Consuls General based in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, Houston and Atlanta. They discussed opportunities for deepening India-US partnership, focusing on technology, trade and investments. Dr. Jaishankar also shared views on better serving the Indian community in the US. The External Affairs Minister yesterday held meeting with U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. He said that the meeting reviewed advancement of India and USA partnership of the last 4 years. Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the India-U.S. relationship will serve our mutual interests as well as global good. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Project Director TAFMA Dr. Hovital Sotu encouraged young people to work beyond earning a degree while highlighting the need to create a balanced future. He was addressing students at 76th General Conference of Kigwema Students' Union in Kigwema Village, Kohima today. Dr. Sotu opined that degree is just qualification that prepares us with the theory. He noted that being able to implement what we have studied is more important to take us forward for the future. Dr. Sotu also urged students to have clear vision.
Graduates. So graduates of BA, BSc, B.Tech. After that, what? Many succeeded in that combined technical examination, combined NSSB, for another, the NPSC, UPSC, all those. These are not easy examinations, but these are also not impossible.
Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah has called to focus more on seed production that requires less water and pesticides. Chairing a review meeting of the Bharatiya Beej Sankari Samiti Limited in New Delhi, he said efforts should be made to ensure that small farmers achieve the highest possible yields. The Home Minister said the BBSSL has a crucial role in realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Sekar Se Samridhi and empowering farmers. Mr. Shah set a target for Samiti to connect with an additional 20,000 cooperatives by the year 2025-2026. Wakha Village Students' Union began its Platinum Jubilee celebration today in the village. Joint Secretary to Governor Raj Bhavan, Momo Tongoy highlighted the challenges and opportunities faced by the current generation. He urged the youth to prioritize reading and self-discipline of reliance on technology and artificial intelligence. Mr. Tungoy emphasized the importance of originality, intellectual growth and choosing positive influences in friendships. Lotha Students' Union President Lin Hontang E. Kitan commended the vision of pioneers who established the union. Kitan encouraged to continue making efforts towards collective progress while honoring past achievements. A half marathon was organized by Botsa Youth and Sports Association under the theme Reclaiming Unity, One Run at a Time. With the initiative to promote fitness and engage community, the marathon was flagged off from Botsa Village by Kohima Municipal Council Councillor Vittorio. Over 80 individuals took part in the event, with 9-year-old Akritio Kense as the youngest participant. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Murmu, Vice President Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads nation in paying tributes to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Centre declares 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar meets with Indian diplomats in US, focuses on strengthening India-US partnership. And Project Director TAFMA Dr. Hovital Sotu encourages young people to work beyond earning degree. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.